Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Good evening, Karabansura Mantan de Levansi. Come in, Delaban Kuntan Delabansa. Welcome to Tuesday Night Prayer with Tina. Let's get into tonight's prayer. I'm excited about what the Lord has for us tonight. Let's see what the Holy Spirit has to say. He's been speaking a few things, so we're going to get started here in a moment with sharing what's on the heart of the Father as we yield to His will tonight. Glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello. Make sure you're tagging a friend. Tag and tell a friend. Click the notification bell. Like and subscribe to this broadcast if you're watching from YouTube and this is your first time with us, or maybe you've come here a couple of times and you found some solace, some comfort, right? Or just you just feel like this is home. This is home. This is a safe space here. I love to serve the people of God. Make sure you click the notification bell so that you know when we're live. So when we come on, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, and we are on TikTok. So for those of you that are on TikTok, welcome. Thank you for following. Make sure you click the notification bell so you know when we go live on TikTok. Glory be to God. Somebody said they can't hear. Let's see. Can you hear me now, Tiny? Can you hear me now? My girl Rose from Houston, Texas. Yes, I love you. You are such an awesome blessing. I love to see you. Yes, she said, yes, you can hear just good. Good. The TikTokers were saying they couldn't hear. I want to shout out and say hello to my friends on YouTube and Facebook. I see Miss Sandy, Wilney Vilfort, Sierra, Ashley, Alana, hello, Essence, Faith, Keisha, hello. Stephanie, good evening, Stephanie. Nice to meet you, woman of God. Jess, Farm Life, yay. Lady Unique, hello. Child of the Light, good evening. Alexis, shout out to all of the freedom fighters all over that are chiming in and tuning in. Don't forget to tag a few friends to tonight. We're going to jump right into prayer. There's some things that I do want to talk about just for a moment as we prepare for prayer. Hi, Deidre, Danielle, Ware. Yes, I'm about to say my testimony. It had you shook it, Keisha. Yes, hello, Alexandra. Good evening to you from Connecticut. Yes, healing and restoration. Absolutely. Bedley. Hello. Alexani, Rory, you're new. I'm glad you're here. You're in for a treat tonight. If you're new here, hopefully you'll stay here and you'll continue to partner with us in the weeks to come. Jackie, good evening. Good evening to you. So tonight, let's go ahead and get started. I want to kind of talk a little bit about this month. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you don't know, now you know, baby, that this month, the month of May, starting May the 1st, is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. And so as I was speaking to the Holy Spirit, my bestie, my best friend, we were talking about Tuesday night prayer. Sometimes he's very clear. Sometimes I just don't know. I just yield to whatever he desires. And sometimes he's very strategic. He gives me prayer points and prayer strategies as an intercessor for myself, for this region, for my mandate, and for all of you that are coming on. But tonight, he wanted me to talk about, not just because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but bipolarism. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to pray into that. It's so funny because the Lord has really been highlighting some mental illnesses and sicknesses and diseases as I've been moving into a new space with him and learning some things about deliverance. And so I've always known about schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorders, mental health issues and disorders, just from my nursing background. For those that don't know, I spent 20 plus years as a nurse, as an RN, and the last 7-8 as a nurse practitioner. The Lord called me off my job and called me into service for the kingdom of God, for the people of God, full time. And so I still utilize a lot of the things that I learned as a nurse practitioner, and I still utilize them in the realm of the spirit. And so we were talking about mental health and sickness and disease, and so many people I've been coming across in deliverance that are inheriting through their familial and family bloodlines, anxiety disorders, bipolar, depression, and so many things that we've just been like, it's normal. My mama had it. My cousin had it. And while we are in the process, while we are in the way in which we are placing ourselves as the bloodline breakers for our family, yes, at once a nurse, always a nurse. Yes, Krista G. We are sometimes, most times, right, as God calls us up, we'll be called to break these generational curses for ourselves, for our family, and our future generations, not just generations past. And so this is an area that is not heavily really dealt with in the proper way in the church. And so, you know, sometimes we push a lot of the spiritual side of things, which is very much important because there are demonic spirits. Okay. And so I'm not going into a teaching about that today. And then there's also some natural practical, like life applicable kind of things that we have to take into account, because the truth of the matter is everything ain't a demon. Okay, let's just be honest. Everything is not a demon. However, the sole source of a lot of things that we see manifesting in the earth are coming from a place of the spirit, right? Are coming from a place of the spirit. The superior realm, the supernatural, the spirit realm is the causal realm. And so a lot of infirmities and sickness, disease and things, they are demons. And so even though we're dealing with them via medications and therapy or even spiritual counseling and coaching, each person is individualized to what their needs are and to what their situation is. And so what we found is over time is that we're medicating demons, okay? And so a lot of what the world does is unaware of or ignorant of or chooses not to agree nor understand is the area of infirmity in which is a spirit, which has a spiritual source and origin. And so we have found, I have seen manifest before me, people come off of medications and be delivered from the oppression of the demonic tormenting and harassing of schizophrenic and schizoaffective and bipolar demons, right? And that's what they are. They operate in accordance to their function. And so there's people that have been getting therapy for years, counseling for years, been sitting in the church house for years, and are medicating these diagnoses, these diseases, and these sickness. Jesus already have all these disease, all of it. Jesus has come to free us from. So there's nothing and no one that's exempt. There's nothing. There's not one diagnosis on the DSM-5. There's not one diagnosis in your physical body or even in your mind that God cannot heal, that God cannot restore. And so we see lots of examples of that. The man that was demonized with the spirit of Legion in the garden. And when Jesus stepped out of the boat, literally the demon spoke out through him. They said, hey, you come to judge us before our time. But he was isolated from the world. He was isolated because he was he was manic. Basically, he was having these manic and mania behaviors, and they had him tucked off somewhere way, way, way away from society. And they couldn't believe when Jesus delivered him and healed him. They could not believe that this was the man that had lost his mind. This was the man that was clawing and scratching and squealing and screeching. And so even with the current events we've seen with, Pastor Keon, and we see a lot of hustle and bustle and a lot of conversation around how he handled the situation. I have a lot of thoughts on what I believe was happening in that particular situation. But the unfortunate thing is there was a demon manifesting. And to find out later that this young lady has been bound in this church for 4 years. And nobody has, by the authority and the power of Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit, had the even wherewithal to go beyond talking to her. Because it sounded like, well, he said, I talked to her and I sent prayer warriors to pray. And, you know, we did this and we did that. But yet she's still bound with this demon, right? And so this demon's manifesting in this service. And yes, he was able to silence it. He was able to shut the mouth of the demon in Jesus' name, but she was still stuck, right? She's still stuck with this demonic spirit, and no one is stepping up to call it up, number one, and cast it out. And so not just in the Black community, right? Not just in our societies, but mental health has a stigma, right? And we put a stamp on people and we throw them in the trash, right? Or we push them to the side, or we put them in a hospital, or we shut them up, right? We shut them up, right? But we don't really deal with the sole source of their affliction. We don't really deal with the sole source of their oppression. And so it is not God's design nor God's desire to see anyone bound in their mind or their body in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Okay. So as we're proceeding tonight in prayer, the Lord wanted me to speak to bipolar disease, and he wanted me to speak to just to those dealing with mental health issues and illnesses. And we're going to decree some things tonight. Some of y'all know some people in your family that may fit some of the DSM-5 criteria, and we would just call them crazy and not answer their phone calls when they call, not invite them to the cookout. But we're going to change that in 2024 and moving forward into 2025. We're going to stop pushing these people in the back of the closet, in the back of the church, right? We're going to stop pushing them in the back pew and putting them in a corner, and we're going to start to confront these demonic spirits that have taken residence in the hearts and the minds of these people. My. I've been in a position as a provider, as a medical provider, to really help people with actual physical ailments and disease and disorders. And so it's one thing when someone comes to the hospital, or they come to the ER, or even when they come to our churches, because we got a lot of people that are dealing with mental illness in our churches. And sometimes it's not really blatant to see, because we're looking at their gifts, we're looking at their functionality, we're looking at other parts of who they are, but we're missing some key components to what people need to be delivered and set free for good. And so tonight, as we go forth in prayer to cover the minds of people, not just in this region, in this city, in the nation, globally, for anybody that you know, and even if it's you, even if you are one that has struggled with certain ailments and things of your mind that have kept you really, and you maybe have not been able to express that to your pastor or your teacher, or maybe there's fear there because you're a leader or you're someone that they're expecting to rise up or to move and to operate and function in a certain role. And so you've tried to manage it. You're trying to manage it, or you're trying to get help, and or you're trying to hide the fact that you need help. And so maybe you're not medicated anymore because of whatever its effects on your life, because these medications do a lot of other crazy stuff that they don't tell you about. So some people stop taking medication because of the other effects that it affects their lives and their abilities to function. And so this is a huge thing as we're going forth this month in the mental health awareness, that we need to really start to confront these things, and not just the diabetes and the cancer and the tumors and all of these physical ailments and sicknesses that people are afflicted with in their body, but these mental health issues, and raise awareness that deliverance, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth can truly deliver you from mental health, from anything. He took every single stripe that he took on the cross was for you, was for your mother who may have struggled, for your cousin, for your dad, for your brother, for your husband. And what sparked this in my mind recently, I saw Apostle Axel. He had posted about the bipolar tendencies of male prophets and the men of God. And we know our men are under such great attack, not just the men, but marriages and the unity of marriage and covenant, that the enemy is literally breaking apart and destroying by the second, not by the day, but literally by the second. And so he was making reference to bipolar tendencies and mood labilities, with very, very high highs, which are mania and maniac type of episodes, and very low lows, which look very depressive. And so sometimes bipolar, and people will claim it and be like, I'm bipolar. You know, sometimes when I get bipolar, stop claiming that. Today is the day that you will renounce and denounce calling yourself bipolar, because it's not of God. Let's be clear. And I pray that even some of you are listening and watching, and even those that may share this video or watch this replay, that you'll be delivered and healed and set free tonight, because we don't want to just talk about it, but we don't want to just shut and silence the demon. We don't want to just shut. We want to call them up, cast them out, and set the captives free in Jesus' name. If you came to this channel, that's what we are about, and that's what we finna do in these streets all day, every day. That's what it's about. So I want you to partner with me and to join and to yoke your strength and your faith in God for your family members, for your friends that are suffering from mental health and mental issues, diseases. Some of them may have been hospitalized or are presently hospitalized and cannot break free from the tormenting and the harassment of these demons. These people cannot sleep. They are suffering with insomnia, and all they're being afflicted every day, all day. And most importantly, we have men and women of God. We have pastors and people that hold titles and leadership roles and responsibilities. So I want you today to declare today that you are going to hold not only yourself, but those that you care about, and maybe make yourself an accountability partner to someone that's struggling, someone that's being tormented, someone that's being harassed in their mind, to turn down your plate, to pray and to intercede on their behalf, and to ask the Lord for deliverance, to help to heal their mind. Because as their souls are fragmented and their souls are being torn apart, because we know the soulish realm is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So as we go forth in prayer tonight, there are some people who cannot control their emotions. Their emotions are swayed and wavered from this place and that place. They're scared to tell people that they hear voices, that they hear, and I don't mean just the voice of God, that they literally hear demonic voices all night and all day, and they don't know the difference between God's voice and the Lord's voice and their own voice and the voices that want them to kill themselves. People that are afflicted and being struggling with suicide and suicidal thoughts. How many many times have we seen pastors commit suicide, preachers, prophets commit suicide, and they know God and they know Jesus. Why are we not banding ourselves together? Because we are pushing them to the side. We're sitting them down. We're not coming together in prayer. So we're dealing with bipolar tonight, which is double-mindedness. So double-mindedness is the same as being a lukewarm believer. It's the same as being straddling the fence. And so God despises a lukewarm believer. He said, I'd rather you be either hot or cold, but in between, lukewarm, I can't do. Right. So somebody will put that scripture up, you know, where it says, you know, I would rather you choose. I would rather. God is always, he's like, choose a side. So it's not okay for us to be in agreement with being manic or being depressed or being right or anything. It's okay to trust God, right? This is what God wants. This is what God desires. But God does not intend, nor does he desire, for us to be bound, for us to be struggling, right? And weak and brought to a place that we cannot even hear him, that we cannot see him, that we cannot receive the instructions and the revelations of God because our minds are so bound. So this is not what God designs, nor what he desires for any one of us. So if that be you, or if it's someone you know, you can't tell me that it's not someone you know, or it's not yourself. But tonight, we're going to get free tonight. We're going to get our family free, our friends free, our coworkers free, even those that we don't know in this region. I'm going to start out by pulling up Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. We're talking about double-mindedness, yes, and bipolar, which we're not claiming that. We rebuke that and we renounce it in the name of Jesus. But if you look in Matthew chapter 5:37, you can literally find anything in the word of God. If you want to know, you can either ask him or he will show it to you. So I'll go into Matthew 5:37. It says, I'm reading out of the Amplified version. Actually, let me start with KJV. Yes, be not hot, be hot nor cold. Listen, you be hot or cold, rather. You're right. You need to choose a side. Either you're going to choose the side of the Lord, or you're going to choose the side of Satan. But anywhere in between is not okay with God. It's not at all. And I'm going to show it to you for those that don't know. We're going to read this particular scripture. And there's other scriptures. There's other referencing scriptures that you can also read for yourself. But tonight, Matthew chapter 5:37, I'm starting out of KJV. And it says, but let your communication be yes. Yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil, right? So the word of God is saying, let your yes be your yes, let your no be your no. How many times have we been afraid to answer people, right? Or to follow through on certain things that people have asked of us because our hearts are like, well, I don't really want to do it, but I'm afraid of what they might say about me, or I'm afraid that they might talk about me, or I'm afraid that I might upset my mother or my father. And so sometimes there are expectations and there are things that people may ask of you in the kingdom or just in friendship or even, you know, and the Lord wants you to really look at your heart. He wants you to really, really discern and really choose a side. So don't show up and your heart is not really there to help. How many times you've moved or asked somebody to help you move and they were like, sure, no problem. I would love to help you. And then the day came and it was time to move and them jokers went ghost. Them jokers didn't answer the phone. They were suddenly busy and unavailable, right? When they could have just been honest and transparent and really shot from the hip and really come from the heart. And so God is saying, when you are in a place, Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is actually speaking to the disciples. So we see a number right before we even get to 37, where he's teaching them about relationship. He's teaching them and discipling them about the world. He's speaking to them
and he's giving them the Beatitudes. And so in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord is discipling the disciples, and he's teaching them how to live. He's teaching them how to be responsible, how to be accountable. He's teaching them how to move and work outside of religiosity, and how to be authentic, and how to serve and to be served. And so Matthew chapter 5, you see in red, the Lord is speaking to his disciples. And in this chapter, verse 37, I read KJV. I'm going to read now out of Amplified. And the Amplified version says, where Matthew chapter 5, 37, if somebody will put in the chat, it says, but let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. And then in brackets, it says a firm yes or no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. How many times have you been caught up in explaining your yes, explaining your no? No, because of this. No, because of that. No, I would if I could. No, 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 no. You don't owe an explanation to anyone, right? Unless the Holy Spirit leads you to explain due to honor, due to respect, or to some other reason, because there may be a reason that a no and an answer or explanation may be recommended or required. But discern by the Spirit of God what that no, and if it comes with an explanation or not. But the Lord clearly says here in Matthew 5, it's in red, he's talking to the disciples. He said, yes, and he said, no, it's a full sentence. It's no. No means no. So let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Affirm yes, affirm no. Anything more than that comes from the evil one. So when you are speaking and in agreement with being double-minded, bipolar, okay, this is not God, renounce it now. Renounce and repent of it now. And the Lord will deliver you and heal you. It is God's design and God's desire, not only for you, but your family and your friends, for you to be healed and restored. So as we pray tonight, we're praying for double-mindedness. We're praying for those with bipolar disorder and disease and diagnosis. We're binding up this double-minded spirit, and we're casting it out into the abyss, and we're making a demand upon the kingdom of darkness to loose the minds of the people of God that are struggling, that are being tormented, whether you're a prophet of God, a man of God, a woman of God. I don't care what your title is. Tonight, we come for the head, the neck of the enemy in this area as we proceed and going forth in the will, the way, and the word of God. And we decree and declare that tonight you will be free. You will be set free from every single spirit of oppression and bondage that is connected to this demon called bipolar. In Jesus' name, double-mindedness. We bind, we repent, and we renounce double-mindedness and the spirit of double-mindedness. And we make a command and a demand tonight from the kingdom of darkness to leave and to loose the minds of the men and the women of God in our households, in our spouses, in our friends, in our family members, in this region, even for those that are struggling. Even where you reside, the city that you reside, the state that you reside, in the name of Jesus, as we come together, as we yoke our faith with the kingdom of God, we command and demand and we send pressure tonight that the kingdom of darkness loose the minds of God's people tonight. That he loose God's people tonight. You cannot have them. They do not belong to you. You are trespassing, Satan. It is illegal for you to rest, rule, and reign in the minds of the men and the women of God tonight. Tonight, we confront you. Tonight, we evict you. Tonight, we eradicate your plans, your purposes, and your destiny for the men and the women of God that are struggling with double-mindedness and every fruit of double-mindedness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Kanto shoto koraba mama masaya. Tendena la manso rambantan doloboko rabasi. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we intercede this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stand in the gap, Father God, and we cry aloud in Jesus' name. Father God, as we intercede on behalf of our generations, oh God, as we proceed tonight on behalf of our families and friends and on behalf of our forefathers and even on behalf of our future legacy and future generations, God, those that we have yet to meet, those that we have yet to know, those we have yet to see, oh God. Father, we just ask that you will filter and that you will cleanse and wash our bloodlines of all the unrighteousness, of all the oppression of the mind in the name of Jesus. We take back the minds of the men. We take back the minds of the women of God. We take back the minds of those that have decided to follow Christ one day and the next day follow Satan. Father, for those that are struggling with straddling the fence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are struggling with the decision and the discernment in their life that is required by you to receive their righteousness, inheritance through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we are coming for the inheritance. We are coming for the minds. We are coming for the manifestation of God's commissioning and God's mandate and God's will but to come to pass in the name of Jesus for every destiny, for every destiny that has been thwarted, for every destiny that has been delayed, for every destiny that has been denied because of the illegal access and the illegal authority that has exchanged the righteous inheritance, just like Esau and Jacob, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come for the exchange. We come right now, Father God, for the spiritual legal rights and access that has maybe been given to the kingdom of darkness through agreement by our forefathers and by our ancestors. Father God, we ask that you will search and examine our hearts and our minds, that you will trace and track every single DNA and every DNA fragment from our mother's house, from our father's house, that has allowed the enemy to gain entrance and to gain access to our to the things that you have given us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has brought confusion. We bind the spirit of confusion and we loose. We lose clarity tonight for the spirit of confusion, oh God, and we stand on your word in Matthew 18:18 that says, whatsoever we bind on the earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. So Father, we loose, Father God, the wisdom of God. Lord, we loose the revelation and the revelatory wisdom of the Father. We loose the mind of Christ. And we take back in exchange for the minds that have been stolen and have been exchanged by witches and wizards and warlocks, Father God, to cause them, Father God, to not be able to receive the creativity, to not be able to receive those divine downloads, that has not been able to receive the blueprints of God because their minds are in disarray. Their minds are divided. I speak against the spirit of division. I speak against the spirit of division. And I loose the fire of God over your mind. I loose the consuming fire of God over your mind. Lord, I ask that tonight that you will do brain surgery tonight in the name of Jesus, that you will bring every single person and every family member and everyone that is connected in covenant, in contract, and in assignment and alignment with them through their families. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask that you will open the OR, Father God, for immediate surgery tonight. Father, that you will loose a spiritual surgery, that there will be a mass surgery that is done tonight, that every neurological synapse that is not connected in the realm of the spirit, every chemical imbalance in the name of Jesus, every neurological imbalance, I loose the fire of the living God upon every neurological impulse that is not firing correctly. In the name of Jesus, I come against every single area that the enemy has gone, Father God, to arrest the mind. And I contend right now with the fire of the living God, with every mind-binding spirit. In the name of Jesus, I loose the fire of God against, to contend and to cover the minds of the men and the women of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, I loose the consuming fire. I loose the purifying fire. I loose the refining fire in the name of Jesus to consume every misalignment, every dysfunction in the name of Jesus, every malfunction of the mind in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I bind the minds of man and all of humanity under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Every demon that is hiding in the gray matter of your brain in the name of Jesus, every demon that is hiding in the white matter of your brain, every demon that is hiding in the cerebellum affecting your balance in the realm of the spirit and causing you to be out of sync and imbalanced in your mind in the name of Jesus. Father God, I call the minds of man, the minds of your people to align and to realign, to be reset in the name of Jesus, to recalibrate in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose your fire upon the minds of the people of God. Father, bind the minds of the people. Father, take your mind and replace your mind with the mind of the enemy, with every single lie that the enemy has deposited in the minds of the people, every lie that they have believed by the enemy in Jesus' name and has taken it as truth. In Jesus' name, I take every lie and every lying spirit that has deposited its DNA in your brain in the name of Jesus, and I dismantle the DNA of the lie. I dismantle all of the unbelief in your mind in the name of Jesus, and I contend by fire and by force with every ailment, with every distraction, with every delay, with every denial, with every detour in your mind, and I lose focus on the throne, focus in clarity, oh God, for confusion. Father God, have an exchange tonight. We come before you, God, tonight, and we are expecting an exchange tonight. Do you know that when you create an altar and when you place your petitions and you make them known before the throne of God, that it is God's intention and desire to have an exchange with you at the altar in the name of Jesus? Now is the time to encounter and to enter into a place of exchange with Jehovah God, with Yeshua HaMashiach tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask tonight that you exchange unrighteousness for your righteousness. Father, we ask that you will filter through, that you will examine not only our hearts, but anything that we have spoken, anything we have decreed and declared, anything that we have said, every word curse, every thought that has entered into our mind, because even as a man thinketh, so is he. So Father, we repent this day for thinking the things that contradict, that were contrary to your divine destiny, your divine plan, and your purpose, not just for me, not just for my children, not just for my spouse, but for all of the men and women of God all over the globe. We repent. I repent this day, Father, for unbelief. I repent for every ill intent, every ill motive, every ill spoken word, every thought that contends. That contends with your divine will, with your divine destiny, and your plan for me, for my future generations, for my family, for my children, for my legacy, for the people of this region, for the people of Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, for the entire Metroplex, for everywhere that my voice will touch over the airways, in the name of Jesus, that as my voice travels in Jesus' name, that it is traveling as well in the realm of the spirit, Father God, into other countries, into other regions, into other nations, that Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the authority given unto me as an ambassador of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stand on the government of God and the law by your word, that no, you did not come to abolish the law, that you uphold the law. So Father, even as I speak, decree and declare tonight, I decree and declare that you have the mind of Christ, that you will no longer be tormented in your mind. There will be no more terror of your mind. I speak to the spirit of fear and the spirit of fear that has taken root in your mind, and I uproot the strong man called spirit of fear. Fear of what man thinks, fear of what man says, for we fear no one but God. In the name of Jesus, and I loose a reverence and an honor and an awe and a fear of the Lord alone, for the fear of man. For what can man do to you? What can man do to you? That those that may be against you, if God is for you, no one can be against you. So it doesn't matter what they said. It doesn't matter what they think, because their thoughts about your life can't hold not even a grain of sand. Nothing can keep you from the gates of heaven in the name of Jesus. Their thoughts and their opinions don't have a way to stop nor keep you from entering into the realm of the spirit with your Father, with Abba. So because their words hold no weight, we stand on the weight of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we align our minds, our assignments with you. We synchronize our seasons. We synchronize our steps. We synchronize the rhythm of heaven with the rhythm of our movement, with the rhythm of our mouths. May our mouths and our minds match with the fire of the living God, with the word of the living God, for the spirit of truth that bears witness in our lives in the name of Jesus, that if the Holy Spirit has not bore witness to the word, Father God, we reject the word. May the word not bear fruit. May it not take root, for anything that has been said, that has been spoken, that has been released. Re rendele banzo, rendele manzando lo bosso rabataya, rendele banzo for anything, for any seeds that have been planted, rakantandala manzo of despair and destruction, for any delay, we decree and declare that today, that every word that has been spoken against our lives has been denied access to our covenant with you, has been denied access to your plans for us, has been denied access to our friends and families, has been denied access to our spouses. In the name of Jesus, I forbid to come to Rabandala Mansaya, Rabandala Mansa, any further delay, any further torment. And I come against and I bind every mind binding and every harassing and every mind blocking and every dream blocking, Rendala Manso, and every hindering spirit, Le Canto Rambantandolobo Soya, that is coming away, that has stood before you, that has planted a thought in your mind that God did not tell you, that God did not give you. Repent this day. Repent and renounce of every word that you spoke, that you were not good enough. Every hopeless word that you spoke of your life. Repent and renounce of it right now in the name of Jesus. And I loose the fire of the living God against it. I loose the fire of the living God to consume every single word. May it not take root. May it not bear fruit. And I decree and declare that every root, every work, every fruit, every tentacle, every link, every spirit, every contract, every covenant, every assignment of Satan against your life, I loose the shackles off of your mind. Bipolar disease, bipolar diagnosis, double-mindedness. Hear me and hear me now. Bind yourselves in the name of Jesus. Bind yourself in chains to every demon that you have worked in conjunction with, in covenant with, in contract with, in alignment with, in agreement with, every spirit of indecision, every spirit of indecision, every spirit of indifference, every spirit of lukewarm living. Today is the day that we decree and declare that we give our lives to God. We give God our yes and our yes again and our yes again. And we say no to Satan, no to the devil, no to your ways, no to your word, no. We say no today. We renounce every diagnosis that has kept the mind bound from receiving revelation from God. Lord, loose your power and your revelatory wisdom upon the minds of the people of God that are struggling, that are being tormented in their minds daily. That is not your portion. And I lose peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding over your minds. Give your mind to God. Bind your minds to Christ Jesus. Bind them now. Let the Lord speak to your mind. Let him renew your mind. We speak restoration and renewal of the mind, the transforming and the renewing of the mind, the transformation and the renewal of your mind. It is so. We decree and declare it tonight, even over our children. Yes, If you need to call up a family member or call out the name of your spouse or call out your own name or call out a coworker or a colleague or a church member, a pastor or a leader, anyone that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind right now in the name of Jesus, yield your mind to the mind of the Father right now and begin to call those names up. Call them up. Yes, Sanda Labansoya. Call them up. Call them up. I see some of you putting those names in the chat. That works as well. But cry aloud and call their name out loud and put their names. Send their names. Put them on the altar and loose them into the courts of heaven so that God can cleanse and renew and transform the minds of man, the minds of his people, the minds of your family and forefathers and future generations, the minds. Father, we give you our minds. Call them up. Call them up. Call them up. Call them up. Call them out. I loose the fire of the living God and the power of the blood of Jesus over their minds. Lord, loose the blood. Loose the blood. Loose the blood over Bryce. Loose the blood over Robert Brady. Loose the blood over Janet Brady. Loose the blood over Don. Loose the blood over Eloisa. Loose the blood over Kingston. Loose the blood over Juan. Loose the blood over Josephine. Loose the blood over Sandra. Loose the blood over Zakia. Loose the blood over Reginald. Loose the blood over Deborah. Loose the blood over Kiara. Loose the blood over Latifa. Loose the blood over Kim and Ajani. Loose the blood. Loose the blood over Ebony, Margaret Alexander, Matthew, Rachel, Tashira. Loose the blood. Sharon. Yekandala Manso. Loose the blood over Don. Loose the blood over James. Loose the blood over Carolyn. Loose the blood over Christopher. Loose the blood over Nicole, Lachey Warren. Loose the blood over Joy. Loose the blood over Brandon Michael Nash. Loose the blood. Loose the blood. Loose the blood. Tiko Rabba Sandolobosu. Yendala Man Sandolobosu. Loose the blood over Myasia, Noray, Veronica. Loose the blood. Loose the blood over Haji B. Loose the blood. Debantoko Rabansa over Reginald and Deborah. Loose the blood over Michael and Adrian and Erica and Jessica. Loose the blood. Teketamanalamansaya. Lokotianamanso. Rikantande emansa. Loose the blood. Loose the blood. Loose the blood. Yekanalamanso. Rende Edebanso, loose the blood over Ayana, loose the blood over Cynthia, loose the blood over Jeremiah 29:11's future husband, loose the blood, 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 loose the blood. And we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that covers Danica and Sam Clarence and Tom Sean. We thank you for the blood that heals. The blood that restores. The blood that renews. The blood that reconciles. The blood that frees. We thank you, oh God, for your blood. That wherever the blood is applied, Satan, you cannot touch it. It belongs to God. They belong to God. Their minds belong to God. Loose your blood, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Loose your blood over America. Loose your blood. Loose your blood. Loose your blood. Loose your blood over China. You loose your blood over the United Kingdom. Loose your blood over Africa. Loose your blood over Israel. Loose your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Russia, North Korea. Yes, Haiti. Yes, thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. We lose the blood over Iran. We lose the blood over Jamaica. So over Canada. We lose the blood. We lose the blood. We lose the blood over South America. The United Nations. We lose the blood. We lose the blood over Zambia. Yes. Yes, Alabama, Iraq, Lekanto, Panama, Lekia, Robandalabanso, Andelemansa, Africa. We lose the blood. Delebanso, Rombondolabanco, Randalamansi, Rendelebanco, Rambandalamansa. We lose the blood. Nigeria, yes. Germany, yes. We lose the blood. Delebanso, New Jersey, Texas, Mississippi, New York. We lose the blood. Delebanso, Yadelebanso. Lord, we ask you this day, oh God, that you will loose the angels that are assigned to this prayer, that are assigned to the prayers of those that are watching, listening, for those that will listen to the replay. Father, as you loose the angels from the four corners of the earth, Father God, may they be loose now into their respective places, into their respective spaces to fight and to contend with all powers from the kingdom of darkness pertaining to the minds of man. And we bind their minds to the mind of Christ. We ask, Father God, that they will turn, that they will repent from their wicked ways in the name of Jesus, that a spirit of repentance will come upon them, a spirit of conviction in the name of Jesus, that they will bow their knee to Jesus, that they will declare that Jesus is Lord. Father, that they will renounce all of their evil witchcraft and occult activities and anything that is contradicted and contended with God's plan for their lives in Jesus' name. Father, we loose the blood over their minds. Father, we ask that you will remove the veil that has been torn already, that you have already given them access to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So wherever their lives have been veiled, whatever has been hidden, Father, I yield the weapon of light tonight over their minds and to manifest in their homes, in their lives, in their finances, in their families, in their futures, in the name of Jesus, that they will open up and awaken from their slumber, Father God, from their sleeping states of mind, from their unconscious states of mind, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring them into the consciousness of Christ Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, that they will wake up in the name of Jesus from their sleep and their slumber, that they will wake up, oh God, repent and renounce of everything that they have allowed to stand in the way of your divine plan. Father God, may they awaken from their stupor. May they awaken from their sleep. May they awaken and see the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every Jezebel and every area of witchcraft and every vex and hex and every single assignment from the enemy to keep their minds bound in confusion, to keep their minds stuck and oppressed, and to be bound and depressed. In the name of Jesus, I loose their minds from depression. I loose their minds from oppression. I loose them now from anything that the enemy has placed a blanket over their mind and kept it. And the ideas and the everything that the Lord has revealed and written in the scrolls of heaven. Father God, release them and show them, oh God, the truth. Father, I loose tonight the spirit of the living God by the Holy Spirit, that the spirit of truth will defy, will devour, will dismantle, and will destroy every lie of Satan. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. And And it is so in the name of Jesus. We destroy every evil altar of lies. In the name of Jesus. And we loose the spirit of truth for every lie that you believe, for every lie that Satan told you, for every lie that was inherited in your bloodline, for every traditional lie, for every religiosity and religious lie, for every traditional lie, for everything that you inherited, that you accepted, that you believed, that you understood as truth. I command that every lie die by fire, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus, lies, you die in Jesus' name. Lies, die in Jesus' name. Lies, die in Jesus' name. Lies, die in Jesus' name. Hikatandolobo so rabasai. Hindalaman sandorobo shenda kata lentambantoko rambanda rinde enaman soya helamantande ekantu si elemento tandalamantando kotan lende en rambanto rombondorobo sandalaman saya die, 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 die in Jesus' name, die in Jesus' name, die in Jesus' name. Hekatabanso, every messenger spirit carrying a lie to you, every gossiping spirit that has carried a lie to you, every voluntold lie, die in the name of Jesus. Every lie planted in your dreams, hekatabanso, every spirit of deception that has worked with the spirit of lies to bind your mind, to oppress your mind, and to keep you bound in an untruth and a lie. I loose the spirit of truth. I loose the spirit of life and life more abundantly. I loose the reviving, resurrecting power of the Holy Spirit to revive every single dream that has died due to a lie. I resurrect it now in the name of Jesus. Every lie that has diverted your destiny, every lie that has delayed, every lie that has distracted you, every lie that has caused you to divorce and to divide, every lie that came to conquer you, every single lie that has brought dissension, every lie that has brought division, every lie that has brought discord to your life, to your family, to your finances, to your relationships, to your friendships. In the name of Jesus, I command that every single lie that was told, that it died today by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, in the name of Jesus. Hekanamanso takaya. Lentimbido shontika lamanto. Rembantandalabanso. Tandalakanto shalabansa. Lanto rabasia. Tokotandalamansa. Die. In the name of Jesus. Die. Hekanamanso. I take the hammer of the Lord and I break every building. I see buildings in the spirit. I see that were built on faulty foundations. I see buildings that were built on sand. Lies of sand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every faulty foundation. I shake it up now in the realm of the spirit. And I send fire to every faulty foundation that was built on a lie. In the name of Jesus. Woo! My God. Every building burn. every building and every faulty foundation, every pillar of support, every Babylonian structure, burn. I burn your structures. I burn your buildings. I break your systems, and I loose the breaker's anointing, and I loose the hammer of God, and I loose wrecking balls in the realm of the spirit to destroy every system, every building, every foundation that was built on the foundation of a lie, that was built on sand. Every building I see in the realm of the spirit, I destroy it by fire and by force. I see lots and lots of buildings. I literally see cities. It's not just one building. I see cities. Cities. The walls will come down. Just as the walls of Jericho came down, the walls will come down. The foundations will be destroyed. The pillars will be brought down. So I loose the fire of God, and I loose the wrecking balls from heaven. So to destroy every structure that was not built by God, to destroy every evil altar that was not built by God, to destroy every golden calf and every idol and all the idolatry. I see idolatry and calves, and I see structures, and I see burn, break, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Destroy them, God. Destroy them, Lord. Destroy them, Lord. Every structure, every building. I see cities. I mean, like massive structures. I see massive structures. Wrecking balls in the realm of the spirit, oh God. Loose them now. Bring them down to utter ashes. You cannot stand. You cannot stand. We take the territory. Every structure, every building, every house. Die, break, burn. Die, break, burn. Die, break, and burn. Die, break, and burn. Take it to the bansu. He can tandala bansan doloboku. Roka tandala bansa. Die, break, and burn. He can tandala masa destroy. Lekete benso rambantanala mansu by fire and by force. Selebanto ko rabasa until every structure is completely brought to utter ashes. Selebanto ko rabanta dalabansa. May this prayer continue. Rekantanala manso rabatandala bansu as we pass off. Rendele banko tonta delabansa. We enlist the help of the Holy Spirit and every divine being and every angelic army of assistance that you deem necessary to assign to this prayer. That even as we close out tonight in prayer, that every assignment and every single angelic force assigned to this destruction, may they finish, may they complete, and may they not come back from the post in which you send them until it's complete. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the declaration and the decree that is going forth now for the destruction destruction. Rendela manto rambandala manka rambandala masa for every demonic building, structure, system. Rekandandala mantoko rambandala mansaya rambandala mansandolo bonso rendela masa. Destroy it now in Jesus' name. Destroy it now in Jesus' name. Destroy it now in Jesus' name. Every generational kandandala manso. Remanala man's building, ketala manso structure, le kantandala manso rabata, rendala manso, no matter how ancient and how old, no matter how historical, rendel, and even those that are being currently built in the present moment, le kantandala manso, I loose the fire of God upon those structures as well. I loose the fire of the living God upon those buildings as well. Re kantandala manso, rambantala manso, continued wrecking balls, la kantandala manso. So to destroy every structure and every building, le and every faulty foundation, le cantanda le banso rabatanda le banso remanda le ban cantanda le banso remanda le banso. Lord, we ask that you loose your restorative, redemptive power upon your people. That even as these demonic systems and structures and buildings are being destroyed, that you, Father God, are building new structures and new foundations. Le cantanda le banso on the chief cornerstone, recantanda la masa, built on the solid rock, that upon this rock you will build your church, that you will build your church, that you will build your church. Le cantanda la mansoya, the Acts 2 New Testament church. You will build it. Le cantanda la manso, on a strong foundation, built on the solid rock. Le cantanda la mansoya, remanda la mansando, remanda la mansa, I loose. Le cantanda la mansa, the building materials, I loose. The blood of Jesus, I loose. The restorative power, the redemptive power and the renewing power, the reviving and resurrection power by the power of the Holy Spirit to build new systems, new structures, new processes, new pipelines, recantando la mansora, new covenantal arcs, new communities, new cities, le cantanda la manso, renda la manso, new safe houses, le cantanda la manso, remana la mansando lo bocoto rabasa, new in Christ Jesus, built on the foundation of you and only you, no mixture, le cantanda la manso, nothing but the divine, holy, sanctified products, resources, materials, the materials of heaven to build. I call forth the apostolic structure, blueprints, plans to build, to equip new structures, new tabernacles, new churches, new marketplaces. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh fire. Thank you, Jesus. New. Everything 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 new. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, new wine, new wineskins, everything new, everything new, everything new, everything new, everything new, everything new. Do it again, God. Do it again, God. Do it again, God. Hikarabanso rabasa. Do it again, God. For you are the creator of all creation. And even as you recreate and have recreated, even as you started anew with Noah, do it again, fresh and new. Do it again, fresh and new. Do it again, God, fresh and new. The old has passed away. Behold, the new is here. Behold, behold, the new is here. Do you not perceive it? Do you receive the new? Yes, God. Let the old die. Bring forth the new. Bring forth the new. Bring forth the new. For old things have passed away. All things are new. All things, yes. All things have passed away. R.I.P. to the past. God is doing a new thing. A new thing. A new thing. Glory be to God. A new thing. A new thing. We receive by faith and we believe in Jesus' name. Thank him for the new. Yes, Jess, I see you thanking him. Thank him for the new. He has made a promise tonight that he is restoring, reviving, renewing, and bringing forth the new. Receive the new. And the manifestation of the new shall come to pass this day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father, for the new. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you would like to sow into your next, if you would like to sow into your new, if you would like to sow and plant a seed of faith for what God has revealed to you, if the Holy Spirit has spoken to you tonight about moving in faith, sowing in faith, walking in faith, as we walk in the Spirit, as we align and synchronize our steps with the rhythms of heaven, I am imploring you tonight, as led by the Holy Spirit, only as led, whatever he has said, whatever he is saying, take heed, believe, and receive by faith. Plant, build, put a seed in the ground. Assign your seed, tell your seed where to go, and align it with the mind and the movement of Christ to synchronize in season to bear fruit. This is kingdom. This ain't me begging. This ain't me. This is your inheritance. This is your harvest. This is the manifestation tangibly by faith with what you believe, that even as we have prayed and partnered with the will of heaven tonight, that if the Lord leads you tonight to sow a seed in faith, to agree with God and be led by the Spirit of God to sow a seed for what he is going to reveal, the fruit in season, whatever it is, this isn't something we should just be doing in tonight's prayer. This is something we should always do as we go before God in times of prayer, in times of sacrifice, and things like that. We don't go to the altar empty-handed, and we don't leave empty-handed. It is a place of exchange. I keep saying this, an altar has to be service. If the demonic realm can service their altars with fruit and pitchers and clothing and water and all of these other things and feed the ancestors, they put money on them altars. They do all of that. But we have an altar that is ever burning, that should be. If you are a priest of your home, if you are a part of the righteous royal priesthood of God, if you are a son of God, you should be servicing your altar with Christ all the days of your life. And so there is an exchange. What happens at an altar, which is a place in which we pray. So you come here on Tuesday night prayer and we pray. You pray in your home, you pray in your closet, you pray wherever you go. But you should be coming with an exchange. You're giving God your heart, you're giving God your life, you're giving God your mind. God doesn't need your money, but in order to manifest what you're desiring from God, he can multiply a seed. We saw what he did with the two fish and the five loaves, and he blessed it. You got to give God something to bless. You have to give God something to breathe on. You have to give God something. And it's not just money. It's more than money. But you have to sow in your time, in your talents. Look what happened to those that did that sowed and did not sow their talent, right? What happened to them? What happened? One buried their talent. One multiplied. So everything that God gives you, he plans to multiply. But you got to give him something to use. You have to give him something. You have to give him your time. You have to give him your commitment. You have to give him your mind. You have to give him your mouth. You have to give him your money. You have to give him your marriage. You got to give him your kids. You got to. So this isn't just, I'm just going to wait. No, you sow seeds. You sow seeds of encouragement. You sow seeds of exhortation. You sow financial seeds. You sow whatever you put in the ground. The word of God says that you will reap what you sow. If you sow nothing, then you reap nothing. If you waiting on God to reveal a prophetic promise of being a millionaire or anything of the such or of a business or all of the things, you cannot manifest the prophecy without working the prophecy, A, in prayer and A, in obedience. But you got to give God something to use. God, you got to give God something to multiply. So if you are being obedient to God, not just tithing, but giving time, seeds, offering, talents, right? This is your whole life is devoted to servicing your altar. If you sow nothing, you reap nothing. If you sow little, you reap little. If you sow much, you reap much. That's the law. That's the order. That's the truth. And that's just it. So every time you come before God to pray, there should be an exchange happening. You don't just come empty-handed and leave empty-handed. It don't work that way. God wants to bless you. God's going to bless you. You're blessed anyway. You're blessed just because you're a child of God. But the way that God blesses is he's got to breathe. He's got to have something. Your dedication, your consistency, your commitment, your life, your mind, your mouth, you got to give him something to multiply. You got to have a seed that will grow. Something to sow so it can reap a return, an exchange, so you can benefit on the manifestation of the encounter. This isn't prosperity. This is the law. This is the kingdom. This is the kingdom. So prayer is an altar of exchange. Period. In the Old Testament, they brought incense, fragrances, sacrifice. Old Testament, it was blood. The blood of goats and sheep and animals is what the sacrifice. So what is your sacrifice to your altar? You should be sowing sacrificial seeds. Not just the $2, $5 that don't hurt you. You should be sowing. You should be sowing to your community. You should be sowing down. You should be sowing up. You should be sowing as led by the Spirit of God. You should be sowing when you're fasting. You should always be in a posture of giving to the body of Christ. This isn't about what you can get back from God. This is about giving to the kingdom mandate and to the mission of God for whatever he desires, for whatever he needs. He might call upon you to pay somebody's rent. He might call upon you to pay somebody's groceries. He might need you to give somebody a ride. That's still sowing. Whatever it is, be obedient, because the reward you will reap will be much greater than the seed. because God is a God of multiplicity. So he always gives it back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God don't give you back what you give him. It's not an equal exchange. So why wouldn't you give to God? Why wouldn't you give to God's people when the reward will reap even a greater benefit? Your health, salvation, freedom, peace, hope, joy. Not just a house and a car and a man. We got to think higher. We have to think higher. So as the Lord leads you, I'm not guilting nobody. I'm not nothing. I'm just, I know the value of sown seed. I am living and manifesting, receiving God's blessing through obedience. Not just because I gave money and tithing and sow and offering. It's much more than that. But God will be about your business if you be about his business. So don't worry about where it's going, if they're going to do the right thing by it. Are they going to buy them a new pack of tennis shoes or a pack of gum versus what they said it was for? You give with the heart of the Father, and you give as you discern the need. You give the number. You don't give. I am a little funny about when they say give $5 million and 20 cents. I'm not the biggest fan of that, but I do understand the reasoning for that. There is a valid reasoning for that. It's just been abused. Unfortunately, it's been abused. So I'm not a fan of the give $7, giving increments of seven. You give 7,000, you give 700, you give 70, you give 7 cents. You know, if the Holy Spirit tell me. Now let's be clear. Now, if the Holy Spirit told me to do it, I would, but he hasn't. He has yet to, and if he does, I will. But other than that, so I don't manipulate or people into giving and trying to get big C's to get prophetic words and all of the unfortunate things that we've seen happen and be abused in the body. That ain't flawed and free. That ain't what we do here. What I'm telling you is to benefit your walk and your maturity in Christ, to come off of the milk, to quit penny pinching God with your time and everything else. Give God your all. And in you giving God your all, you will see God move in your life more than you could ever give him back. It's just not equal. It's not an equal exchange. Even if you emptied out your bank account, God would give you twice what you emptied out, three times what you emptied out. Because we see that when God blesses and breathes upon a thing, when he feeds his people, we saw what he did with the two fish and the five loaves. He fed 5,000 and then did it again, 4,000, right? So nonetheless, there's never a deficit with God. There's never division with God. There's always addition and multiplication. There's always abundance with God. There's always more. So whatever you give to God, whether it's an hour of prayer, or whether it's your time sowing into a ministry, serving a ministry, helping the poor, whatever you give to God, he will give back to you immeasurable. Immeasurable. So being tight, you hurt yourself. You literally hurt your own self. You ain't hurting nobody. Not flawed and free, not me. Because I know the value of giving and tithing and sowing and reaping what I sow. So that's why God does what he does in my life. And that's why God does what he does in some of these other people that know the gift of giving and the power of giving in obedience to God. That's a whole nother level of giving and even sacrificial giving. So if you feel led to sow a seed into your future harvest, into the season that you are to bear fruit for what has been written in the scrolls over your life, if you deem this place as the place in which you will sow a seed, you can do so now. The information is on the screen, $flawedfree. If you're a Cash App person, it's $flawedfree. free. If you want to give on our secure website, you can give through PayPal. You can give other ways, Gively, Tithely, and that's on our website, and it's secure. If you want to go there at theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. And if you like Zelle, you can give through Zelle. The information's on the screen at info@theflawedandfree.com. And if you were not able to give tonight, if you are a person that is in a tough season, don't I know what tough seasons look like? I've endured them. I have gone through them. And I pray tonight, even as I leave this call in prayer tonight, that the Lord blesses you, that you receive a divine blessing from God, a divine financial blessing, that God will send a helpmeet, that he will send a destiny helper, that he will send someone to bless your bosom, to bless your household, and to not just meet whatever your need is, but to exceed your expectation, to exceed whatever expectation, whatever you are in need of, whatever you have asked God for, that God will meet. And he will beat and exceed the expectation in the name of Jesus, so that you will be in position to be able to sow and to give back in whatever way the Lord deems necessary for you. So I'm praying and covering not only the seeds that I receive in this ministry, but I'm also praying over those that want to give but are not in position to give. I pray that this day is the last day that you are not in a position to give, that people will give unto you, that they will give unto you, and the money and the time, the prayer, whatever it is, that people will chase you down, that God will send angels and angelic sources and people from the north, the south, the east, and the west to give to you and to give to your household, that you will not be in lack, that you will not be in need, that you will have every single need in accordance to the divine will and the destiny that God desires for you. For his grace is sufficient. He will meet every single need that you have. In Jesus' name, God supplies. God supplies. God supplies. God supplies. So for whoever that's for, I pray that blessing over your life in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I pray that blessing over your life. I love you all. I will see you guys next Tuesday on Tuesday Night Prayer with Tina. Thank you for joining. Bring a friend with you next Tuesday so they can receive this impartation in prayer, so they can receive deliverance, freedom, and healing as we petition the throne of God. And as we open the portals of heaven to receive God's abundant blessing, favor, hope, peace, and whatever you are in need of, and whatever God desires, because we don't just come to get our needs met. We come to serve and to service him as the faithful servants of God that we are. So God bless you. May God keep you, and may God cover you all. In Jesus' name, God bless. Love you. God bless.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity, where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $ Flawed Free on Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.